like a silly question to ask, but it's a question that kind of underpins a lot of the issues going on in the world right now. What does it mean to know things? What does existence mean? Where do we draw the line between real and fake? Fact from opinion, fact from perception. And I think a lot of the back and forth comes down to the idea that there's a fundamental misunderstanding of how people believe or experience the world around them. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today. This is going to lead into probably a few episodes where I delve into more philosophical, sociological topics, some a little bit more heady things. I'm going to try my best to distill them down, because part of the mandate I made for this show was that I would take the things that I learned and the education that I had and try to distill it down in the pursuit of public sociology to help the average person understand some topics they might not have knowledge of. So where do these divisions in understanding come from? Well, we're going to have to start with the idea of epistemology, and chiefly the debate between objectivism and constructionism. So epistemology is a pretty big word, and you know, even sometimes I don't really understand what it means. But it is a word from philosophy. It concerns knowledge, the study of the nature of knowledge, justification, the rationality of belief, considered one of the four main branches of philosophy, along with ethics, logic, and metaphysics. We aren't going to get into a very deep discussion of epistemology. I don't know enough to talk about it. But what I do know about is objectivism and constructionism. Objectivism and constructionism exist as kind of two mirror points, two opposing views on the nature of reality. So the objectivist movement, or objectivism, was developed by Russian-American writer Ayn Rand. Anybody who's read Atlas Shrugs or The Fountainhead, anybody that's played the BioShock video games might kind of know the ideas of Ayn Rand, at least in a distilled way. You might not know Leonard Peikoff, who is a Winnipeg-born philosopher and an objectivist. He follows in the tradition of Ayn Rand, got his education at the University of Manitoba, as well as New York University. He's a philosopher working in the School of Objectivism. So there's a nice little Winnipeg connection there. So the debate between objectivism and constructivism comes down to the way we understand reality. Objectivists like Ayn Rand and Leonard Peikoff would say that there is an inherent quality in everything we experience that makes it real. You know, the desk in front of me, I can knock on it, I can feel it, it is here. It is an objective fact that this desk exists. This desk is a desk. The light next to me is a light. The mic that I'm speaking into is a mic. These are objective facts about the world. These are things that exist and have a role to play. It is a part of a system. We have a direct contact with reality through our sense of perception. And objective knowledge comes from this perception. And it comes through the process of concept formation and inductive logic. I'm not going to get into induction versus deduction, different ideas like that, but there's the inalienable facts about the world that are objectively real. Now, on the other side of this is a concept from sociology known as social constructionism. Social constructionism acts in opposition to objectivism, with the idea that objects they do physically exist, but the meaning and the name and the, they do not exist as a concept, as anything outside of a physical being, as a piece of matter that is condensed into something physical, without human beings creating meaning, we basically create these ideas, we create the things that we use. They are just mindless, you know, forms. They are just objects that we transfer meaning onto that makes them real. So that very important part, you've probably deduced this if you've listened to a lot of these episodes before, that meaning is created by people. We prescribe meaning onto things, and that meaning can shift. You know, yes, the desk in front of me is real. I knock on it, it's there. I cannot walk through it. I cannot exist in the same space that this desk is. That's an objective truth. But the fact that it's a desk, that I call it a desk, that I understand what a desk is, what a desk is for, what we use them for. I know who made this desk. I know why they made it. I know what desks are. That is not an objective fact, because without human beings and without the meaning we create, the word desk would not exist. The idea of a desk would not exist. And this is where you can see that this episode is going to be a bit of philosophical rambling, but I'm coming to a point. Constructionism is the idea that we develop jointly constructed understandings of the world that form the basis for shared assumptions about reality. Everybody, I think, everybody at some point, at least, has asked the question, do people see the same colors as me? I'm looking around me right now, and the mic in front of me is silver. Do I see the same silver as somebody else? If my sister were to walk into the room, would she see silver the same as I would? I can't tell. I can't look through her eyes and understand. So that might not be true. Yet we both hold this shared belief that this thing right here is silver. That this intern is a microphone. That a microphone is used to be spoken into to record audio that can be used for whatever purpose the person needs. We have the shared assumption of reality that the things in this room exist, that they have names, that they have purposes, and those purposes are similar between person to person. So constructionism says this is created through social constructionism. It's the construction of meaning through in social groups. Something very, I think, is very great. A great kind of comparison here. We treat the color black in clothing as a color of mourning. When you go to a funeral, you wear black because that is the color you're supposed to wear when you're at a funeral. That's what black clothing is meant to be. But if you go to an Asian country, you go to a funeral there, everyone's going to be wearing white. Why do you think that is? Because to us in the Western world, aside from those from Asian backgrounds that follow those sorts of beliefs and ideas, black is the color of mourning. White is this color that means purity. It's supposed to symbolize purity and holiness and cleanliness. Why would you wear it to a funeral? Wouldn't that taint the meaning of the color? Well, it's because the color black and the color white, we prescribe meaning to those colors based on where we're from and the people we're with. There's nothing inherently about black or white, says social constructionism, that makes them a color of mourning or a color of purity or celebration. There's nothing inherent about those. This is not part of an objective reality. Those colors do exist. We don't know if you perceive them the same. Two people, you bring a person from Japan and a person from, I don't know, America, and sit them down in a room, show them those two colors. They'll probably agree that those are the same color. You know, black is black, white is white. But they won't prescribe the same meanings to them. Those have been constructed differently. Social constructionism also has a very important concept in terms of self and self-identity, how we construct the way we view ourselves. Charles Cooley, an American sociologist, he created the concept of the looking glass self. Irving Goffman, another University of Manitoba alumni, famously wrote about the looking glass self and ideas of self-perception. The looking glass self is the belief that our perceptions of ourselves are not entirely our own. We see ourselves through the lens of this imagined version of the perspective of others. Because we are human beings and we have this ability to think socially, we can imagine how people see us. We don't know exactly what they think of us because we don't live in this other person's head, but because of this system of social construction, because we understand hierarchies and we understand social placements, we understand labels, we understand position, we understand power, we can imagine how people perceive us, how people view us. So the world today is caught between these two perspectives. On the one side, you have the Ayn Rands and the Leonard Peikoffs of the world, the objectivists. The ideas of objectivism have trickled down to libertarians and American conservatives, whereas social constructionism is more a term or more of ideas used by classical liberalism, and that's little L liberalism, not big L liberal. That's a whole other discussion we need to have. But these two ways of knowing and understanding and seeing knowledge and reality, perceiving reality, are what creates our opposition with one another. You have objectivists, essentially what many of the debates surrounding, you know, Black Lives Matter and, you know, wealth inequality, education equality, defund the police, the debate between conservatives and liberals, the Republicans and Democrats, everybody, conservatives and the Labour Party in the UK, it all comes down basically to this idea of objectivism versus constructionism. How do you view reality? Is it static? Is it stagnant? Has it always been there and always will be there? Or is every truth an objective truth? Or is it a little bit more flexible than that? Do we create the meanings ourselves collectively through consensus or through a consensus of certain social groups? Do we create consensuses within our own social circle, our own nation, our own cultural or ethnic group, our own position, Western versus Eastern parts of the world, Northern versus Southern hemispheres? Or do those exist on their own? Are they objective, that we need to just interrogate the world around us to find out what these things are? Ancient Greek philosophers would very much believe in objectivism, the belief that you can draw out every object, everything in the world, every word, every idea has an incontrovertible truth to it, that we need to find out the truth, an objective truth. Truth is an objective thing. Facts, these objective facts exist within everything that we can understand through rationalizing. Because human beings are uniquely positioned where we can rationalize. Social constructionism is a little bit of a newer idea. Objectivism is ancient. Objectivism comes from people trying to find meaning in the world around them and finding that meaning, thought it was permanent, thought that was it. Whereas social constructionism understands this pluralist, and I by pluralist I mean multiple or competing ideas about the world, about reality. what we have here with this objectivism versus social constructionism debate is also, you know, not just a debate between conservatives and liberals, between Republicans and Democrats. It's a debate about reality, reality itself. I mean, I'm going to get into episodes where I talk all about conservatism versus liberal pluralism. And that's not talking about conservative and liberal in the political sense. I'm talking about in the philosophical understanding of reality in the world around us sense. Objectivists will say, this is it. This desk is here. This is a desk. Desks are used to put things on, to study at, to work at. Chairs are here to sit on. These things are chairs. A chair does not, a table is a table, and there's nothing you can change about it. A constructionist would say, it's a table because we say it's a table. I could say it's a chair. You can sit on it. You can sit on a table. So that also makes it a chair. So you're seeing where this weird kind of dichotomy comes from, this weird opposition comes from, where you have people on one side, you know, the facts don't care about your feelings crowd, that this is reality and this is the way that it is. And on the other side, you say, no, reality is what we make it to be. Reality doesn't exist without us. You know? Who's going to make reality? What other species on Earth has gotten to the point where they can understand reality itself, understand that there is life beyond us, think in a four-dimensional way, perceive the world in three dimensions, we can understand it in four, because we have this temporal understanding, and by temporal I mean time, we can understand things past and future. So this is what the debate comes down to. Do you believe that facts exist universally? If you turn around, this table's still going to be here. It's still going to be a table. Or, if you sit on it, does it become a chair? Is it only a table because I say it's a table? That's the debate. So now, what we need to think about is, now that we have an understanding of this debate between objectivism and social constructionism, is many of the major debates we see today have to do with how people perceive reality. And that sounds very heady, but it's a very simple idea when you break it down. So you have what on one side is a structural functionalist idea. It's a conservative idea that, like the objectivists say, because structural functionalism and conservatism rise out of objectivism, is that the world around us is real. It is objectively real. Reality is the same from person to person. We all exist in the same space at the same time, with the same set of tools in the same society. Structural functionalism believes that the world or the society is like a body. Each institution in society, from the family to the economy to the government, is an organ in this body. And like organs, these institutions work together within the greater body of society to make sure things operate. And this is a truth. This is, to structural functionalists, this is the truth. To conservatives, this is the truth. We exist. Meaning is shared. We all have the same meaning for everything. And we all exist at the same, within the same reality, within the same scope of understanding. And that is opposed by liberal pluralism. And again, not talking about big C conservative and big L liberal. This is not a political discussion. This is a sociological, philosophical discussion. Liberal pluralism is the idea that we have a plurality of perspectives, that reality itself is based off of individual perceptions and experiences. pluralism, the idea of plural, pluralism, and the idea that there's a plurality or there are multiple realities, perceptions of reality. And this isn't like thinking about the many worlds interpretation where there are literal other timelines that exist all at the same time. You know, there's a timeline where I am the exact same person up till this morning, where instead of having a cup of coffee for breakfast, I had a cup of tea. That creates a branch of two different timelines. Liberal pluralism, the reality inherent in that is the same objective reality, but it's dealing with a subjective reality. Objective or subjective. Constructionism is kind of is the idea of subjectivism. There's the objective reality, that this desk here exists, that I physically am in this space. I'm occupying this spot in three-dimensional space, in this chair, in front of this microphone, talking to you. But as opposed to that, there's the liberal pluralist idea of reality, the constructed version of reality, that my reality is different to yours. Because I've lived on this planet for 26 years, because I am a cis white male from a middle class family that has a graduate level education in university, that I grew up playing hockey and playing video games, and I have a certain group of friends, and I have certain beliefs that put me in certain groups, that I have an understanding of the world that is fundamentally different than somebody else. So when the debate comes up, why do people fear, why do black people not feel safe with police officers? It's because in their reality, police officers are not the pillar of safety, because they have grown up in a world where police officers are a threat. Irrespective of individual differences and good cops versus bad cops, good people versus bad people, they have grown up in a reality where they are dying because of police officers. Their subjective reality is different than mine. I look at police officers with reverence. I think that there is a place for police officers in this world, but that's different than somebody else, and that's okay. My reality is different than theirs, and theirs is just as valid as mine. I'm still going to stand beside them because their reality is different than mine, but we're still both human. So this is based off of the Thomas Theorem, which I've said probably millions of times in the process of making this show. That which we perceive to be real becomes real in its consequences. When someone is walking down the street and they see an African-American person and they cross the street, they perceive that person as a threat because of a collective experience, a collection of experiences and meanings that tell them that person is a threat, regardless of if they actually are. That could be the priest of a nearby church that they are just assuming, that they are perceiving as a threat, so that threat becomes real. It becomes reality through their reaction crossing the street. Whether or not that person was actually a threat doesn't matter. This is the social constructionist, liberal pluralist perspective. That does not matter, because you have essentially created a reality where they are a threat by reacting to it. You perceive it, so you make it real in your mind. You might not be attacked, you probably won't be attacked, but you believe you're in danger, so react that way. Same way that when an African-American person is walking down the street and they see a police car roll by, they perceive that as a threat. So if one is seen as okay, because I've seen it on Twitter, I've seen it on Facebook, I've seen it on Instagram, what does it hurt? Why does it matter if I cross the street? I'm just, trying to be safe. I've heard the stories. Well, you're prescribing meaning on this person that you don't even know. You're perpetuating this belief. Objectivists will say, well, the facts say this. And if they are not a threat, then they are not a threat. Then, you know, crossing the street or not crossing the street, it doesn't matter. Because that person is objectively not a threat, so it doesn't matter. And social constructivist perspective will say it does matter. Because when a police officer sees an African-American man reach for his belt, reach for his back pocket to pull out his wallet because he's been asked to show his ID, because of a collective amount of experiences and being told the facts and being told how to react in these situations, that officer goes for their gun because they perceive it as a threat. And that African-American person winds up dead. Now, I'm not saying one perspective is right or wrong. These are the philosophical positions that underpin the two sides of this debate. And it's important that we understand that how people understand knowledge and understand meaning and understand reality trickles down to everything else. It's the bedrock of how people see the world. I'm not trying to pass value judgments here. I'm just trying to educate and say that person across from you, they just see the world differently. And we need to understand that. And I think a lot of the times people dig into their perspectives and they don't allow for that discussion to happen. There are points where objectively a perspective is wrong. I'm not going to give examples because I don't have time for that. But I think it's incredibly important that right now we understand that objectivism and social constructivism underpin it all. All right. And that will do it. I've got about 15 seconds left. So thank you very, very much for listening to Let's Talk About. This has been Let's Talk About. Here on 101.5 UM FM. If you're listening right now, thank you very, very much for your listen. And if you're on Spotify, thank you very much for your download, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.